The Keeneland Fall Meet gets underway tomorrow, 17 days featuring the best horses and trainers, including a relatively new face on the scene. Kentucky native Kent Sweezy has several horses ready to run, and he'll be looking to make an impact at the historic track. WUKY Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman recently paid the up-and-coming trainer a visit at his home base in Louisville.
After assistant training jobs with some of the very best in the business, Sweezy started training on his own this April with just two horses. Now he has 16 stalls filled and a stakes win under his belt.
So a lot of two-year-old fillies, two-year-old filly. So it's good to have the fillies because they get more comfortable galloping in company when you take them, you get them started. It's nice to have two fillies that go in company, that go around there. But now I'm starting to separate them because I'm starting to see which ones are a little bit better than the other ones. So you never want to hurt one's feelings by working it with a horse that is better than it all the time.
It's almost a sure bet that Kent Sweezy is going to be a runaway success as a trainer, but hardly anyone can agree on exactly why. His attention to detail and to the psyche of his horses is just part of the equation, but it's probably what turned the five-year-old Western Reserve around from a $65,000 claim to a stakes winner less than a month later.
He's just an old class horse, you know. He's a warrior, and he shows up every time, which was big about wanting to claim him. He never really ran a bad race, and it was, you know, he looked like a tired, worn-out horse when we got him. So we just treated him really nice and fed him well, and a lot of times for these old geezers like this one, they just need a change of scenery. You know, he's in the corner stall. He's treated like a big horse. But he's a sweetheart.
Sweezy will stop to share mints with one or other of his horses every now and then, but otherwise he's in constant motion. David Cornell had been considering owning a racehorse for 10 or 15 years.
He was the first horse that I got involved in his first race. He won a stake. It was like winning a Kentucky Derby for me because I was standing right there on the line, and I just couldn't have been more excited. It was. It just gave me an injection of thoroughbred racing.
Cornell will give you a completely different list of reasons why Sweezy has what it takes.
Work ethic, knowledge. I've been around him long enough to know about his integrity.
A typical day in the life of a racehorse trainer is long and exhausting, but Sweezy seems to thrive on it. He walks briskly, misses nothing, and can carry on several conversations at once.
This filly's going to breeze again. It's going to breeze at 8:40. So that's a filly that came from Doug O'Neill. Sí, pero yo tengo un personal de ayuda tipo de yegua de bañar. So boom, boom, cuando termina con la yegua, pone de sí en este. Cuatro lásticas. This is a little gray filly right here named Little Code, who's going to run at Ellis on Friday for the first time. She's owned by a client of Jimmy Jerkins, who I used to work for. And the guy usually has New York breds, and now he's been in partnership with another guy from Lexington, and she's a Kentucky bred, so he asked if I would train her, and I said, yeah, that'd be great.
Concentrating on watching his horses breeze from under the clocker's tower, Sweezy is suddenly calm, still, and quiet, staring into his binoculars with a laser focus.
So we've put blinkers on him, we've put a tongue tie on him, he has a drop nose band to keep his mouth shut. He got Lasix this morning. This is just to make sure that he's... I'm not looking for anything spectacular. I'm not looking for him to go as fast as he can go. I just want to see how he moves and if he can quicken down the lane a little bit and then keep going around the turn. And then rock and roll. And the blinkers aren't meant to sharpen him up. They're meant to just keep him focused and not to, you know, a lot of times he has a tendency to just sort of look around. See his ears twitching back and forth, and he's looking at things that he doesn't need to. He needs to be putting his head down like he is right there. See that?
Sweezy was born into what's essentially a thoroughbred dynasty and has paid his dues working for the family farm and all over the world, experiencing every facet of the industry. Nothing compares, though, to having your own horse run on home turf.
Going to Keeneland, that was awesome. It was the best deal in the world is walking out to the racetrack with my very first runner at Keeneland. It was my parents' horse. It was really, really special, and I'll never forget that. And now it makes you really want to go back and really win some races there. And I think hopefully we're sort of lined up to do that in the fall.
Doug Arnold has been friends with Sweezy since childhood and sent him a filly he bred by Super Saber, owned in a syndicate. Does Arnold think Sweezy is the real deal?
Absolutely, if he wins this race. No. yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's going to be a good trainer. I know that. He's worked under some great trainers. He's a good horseman. And he's also, people like him. So I think that people will enjoy sending their horses to a guy like that.
Sweezy is a stickler for communication. He manages his own active social media accounts and is intent on giving the owners as much access as possible.
A lot of these people that own horses, this isn't what they do for a living. You know, they've made money doing something else in business, and then they've come back and they do this for fun. So they want to have fun with it. And that's my job, not only to train the horse, but to keep them interested in it and to keep them, let them know that the horse is doing really well and that it might not be a champion, but we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to get to the races. We're going to have fun. You can bring your friends out, have a drink at the races, sit at a nice table. So a lot of that is, I think it's a little bit of customer service, and some people sort of forget about that.
So what would Sweezy consider his strength as a trainer?
Probably horsemanship would be one of the top things. A lot of people train by a book, or they train just how they, you know, how they see everybody else do it. And I think that every horse has to be treated individually.
Sweezy is absolutely a horseman, but really he's the whole package and is likely to be a household name before too long. He doesn't aspire to have an enormous stable, but to excellence.
Around Kentucky, you can ask for one barn. This barn holds 24 horses. I would love to fill up this barn and stay here and have it be my barn, my grass out here, and you know, everything would just, you know, it stays enclosed. And I think that you can really sort of focus on what you're trying to do, and that's to, you know, get the best out of every horse that you've got. You know, there's no way you can trust somebody else to do it how you would want to do it. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, nobody's ever going to do it the exact way that you want to do it. And I know how I want to do it, and I think it's the right way. I've seen it work a lot with the different trainers that I've worked for, so I think it's the right way. We'll find out soon.
The Keeneland Fall Race Meet starts on Friday, October the 6th, and runs through Saturday, October the 28th. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.